Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the No Quitters podcast, the best MTV The Challenge podcast in the universe. I am joined on the podcast today with, as always, Barstool JJ and Captain Cons, and we have two more members of the Alliance, two of the most requested people, challengers, yada, yada, whatever you want to call it, Cara Maria and Camilla, the Camillinator.
Woo!
Cousin one or cousin two? Which one should we call you?
I'm cousin one.
You're cousin one? All right. Cousin one and the Camillinator. Welcome. We just had Cara Maria was in talking old Boston memories with Davey Portnoy, reminiscing about Barstool past. Former, I don't know if that was even Smoke Show times. That was just you were on the cover of the magazine, right?
I was on, yeah, when they actually had it in print. I've been on like four different magazine covers with them.
It's a trip. Now here you are. You're an MTV Challenge superstar and Barstool Sports is an actual semi-real media company.
Life comes full circle. It's crazy.
So we were MTV was gracious enough to let these young ladies stop by. I believe this will go out before. This will go out on Thursday morning. We just had the bloodbath last night, so we're gonna just kind of break down kind of the season here. Jenna. Just the love of my life. I call her America's sweetheart. I truly believe it. These two were riding
most
me.
Overrated person in challenge history.
I dream of Jenna. Everybody loves Jenna. She's just adorable. The thing about Jenna that I love is you can literally put anything in front of her. You can string her off a ledge like 1,000 stories high. You can put a spider on her head and she's like, okay. Like nothing fazes her at all. And
except food.
Except food, actually, yeah,
she
that's
can't
true.
Eat.
You literally
carbs.
Just described the same personality traits of a toddler.
Yeah, I was gonna say she has the palate of a 6-year-old.
Yeah,
she does, man. But at the same time, like when I first met her, I was like, Jenna, are you thinking right now? What is going on? She would be sitting in the middle of the group, and she would just sit there and listen the entire time. I'm like, Jenna, is anything going through your head right now? Please tell
her.
Me. And then once I started doing more of these with her, I started realizing that's just how she is. She's just sweet. She doesn't have anything bad to say about anybody. You know what I mean? And she's just likable. But yeah, she just does whatever you put in front of her, and she doesn't care.
There's something dangerous about that, you know, for like sure. Just to have that mentality of no matter what it is that we need you to do, okay, like
yeah.
That's the kind
awesome.
Of woman you marry, and then your car insurance goes up because she wrecks one every 2 weeks. I didn't know about blinkers.
Well, that sounds.
I do want to see her in a physical elimination, though. I really do. I'd love to see her go against like Laurel in a a tug of war or the pole wrestle or something. Like she always gets the weirdest. She pulls through, but she gets the weirdest eliminations ever.
True. I think it's sort of rigged to keep her on the show because of her looks. That's a theory that we have.
I almost think that if you wanted to rig it, you would have had her do like a pole wrestle against Sylvia or have her do something physical because she's bigger than all the other girls on the show. She's got the size. She's got the height. Like she can pretty much probably beat anybody in something physical because she's just bigger, her mass. But so I would think if they wanted to rig it, they'd give her something like that. They give her the weirdest things. And for some reason, she just does it. Like that's the stuff I don't want to get. I want the physical stuff.
Have them go, her and Laurel. Physical combat, and then a picture-in-picture of Nicole drooling the whole time.
Yes, yeah. That would be amazing.
See, that was the thing, is Cara Maria, a couple episodes ago now, you had Laurel, and you were just like, fuck. Like, were you just like, fuck, I have to go against this machine?
Yeah, because honestly, in terms of if I'm going to do an elimination against Laurel, I actually was hoping that it was going to be the pole wrestle, because I know my endurance and my arm strength is probably better than her, because I've beaten Anissa in the pole wrestle. And then hall brawl, I thought I would have had a chance because I'm a really fast sprinter, so I know I'd be able to get to where I need to go quicker, and if we crashed in the crash wherever we crash, I'd still be closer and I'd be able to sprint and hit the bell. But when it comes to something like that football style thing, they didn't show all of it, by the way. Johnny and Darrell went 10 rounds. Me and Laurel went 10 rounds. You had five on offense, five on defense. And I got Laurel down three times. They only showed one. But I tackled her three times. I just wasn't able to score. And at certain points, I wasn't able to stop her. She just basically, my head comes up to her shoulder, and she would just drag me out by the neck. So I didn't really know how to get around that. I didn't have a good strategy.
Yeah, well, ultimately, just her size was going to take over. So
in that one, it came into play, I think, a little bit, but I just didn't know what else I could have done.
Yeah. So let's take a step back, though. What did you guys think about just the format of this season where they brought you guys in a few weeks after the fact, after they had the challengers in for a little bit, and they presented you guys as this, like, dominating force?
Well, at first, we were excited because we're like, we're a team. We're going to crush these kids. I mean, there's no way they can beat us. And then we show up and we find out that, oh, wait, we actually have to beat the champs. We actually have to go against each other. We have to go against the beasts while they get to go against each other. Like, they have the easy job. You know what I mean? Look at them. Look at the rookies. I'm sorry, but there is really no one there that's intimidating to, I think, any of us champs. And, you know, it sucked. It really sucked having to know, because we knew that even me and Kara were talking about it. It's like, Kara, if you don't go in now against Laurel, you're going in next week. Yep. If I don't go in now against Laurel, I'm going in next week. So it's just kind of like, ugh, whatever. Like, we know we're going to go against the beast one way or another.
It took away politics, and it also gave – so we just kind of, like, reserved ourselves to our fate. We just knew no matter what, like, we were going into the elimination. There was really no escaping it. And then it also guaranteed 4 spots in the final for underdogs, only 2 spots for champs.
Yeah, it was really screwed up.
It was like, why are we here? Just to put on a show in eliminations? Or
you guys were there to, like, interest people who've actually watched the challenge, and the other people were just there to be idiot drama. Like, that was all the drama was on that side of the house.
Yeah.
At least from what I saw. I don't know. Kara's giving me face like, not so fast.
I have a question. If
we were there to make them relevant, is what it was.
That's it.
You guys came in cocky to the
I feel like Camilla maybe crossed the line there. Based on the fact that you've gone to all these exotic places and you're in, you know, these water that you don't know kind of what it is, did that make you unafraid to hook up with Corey after he's been with Anissa?
Oh.
Wait, I don't understand the question.
You hooked up with Corey. He's hooked up with Anissa.
And
that's not a good look.
Who else?
Well, I don't care. I did what I had to do for myself in the moment. And in that moment, I needed Corey, so...
I don't think anyone's ever needed Corey.
You go in a challenge house and you will need something or someone.
It's true.
Trust.
Is it like
people,
it's like prison?
People kind of grow on you.
It's worse than prison.
It's worse than prison.
We don't even get magazines, okay? People in prison at least get TV and magazines. We don't get either.
Corey gave her something to do. That's about it. Kept her occupied.
Yeah. I'm not ashamed of that.
Corey cleans up. I mean, and remember the, oh yeah, we also had Kayla on, and when you read that letter, that was one of the most diabolical moments I've seen on the channel.
I wasn't trying to be diabolical. I will say that. I mean, it was there. What was I supposed to do? Not look at it and laugh?
Well, that's what Kayla said. She was like, you know, it looks like Camilla was being mean. But, like, she doesn't even know who I am. We were only there for a day,
exactly.
So she had no idea.
Well, I'm glad she said that, because that's what I say. Even in my interviews, they were trying to, you know, get me to say, oh, but Kayla and Corey. I'm like, I've known Corey for, like, a few years now. I don't know Kayla. She was here for a day, and I barely saw them together. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it was like it never even happened. You know what I'm saying?
It's Corey, like, too, apparently.
To Corey, too. I mean, he was mean to that girl, though, and I told him that. Like, motherfucker, you better not be mean to me like that, because I will crush your balls.
I told you before we started recording, I'm terrified of you at home, and I'm a big asshole on my couch by myself. And the Camillionaire comes out, I'm scared. But the other thing was, too, like, he just threw under the bus for peeing the bed. We've all admitted, at least on this side of the table, we've peed the bed drunk. I mean, we've peed stuff drunk, right? Have you guys ever peed anything drunk?
I've honestly never, ever peed the bed.
I have never peed the bed.
Okay, what
I've
have you
I've also never
done
peed the bed. I've just peed other places.
Okay, I have walked into a pool, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
I've thrown chairs. So
yeah, exactly.
I'll give Kayla the pass. I will never judge anybody for what they do when they're drunk.
I made out with
Tom. I just
Tom.
Don't.
Great segue.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
No,
great segue.
Let's pass.
Do we have any proof that you're actually Cara Maria, not Abe in a Cara Maria skin suit? Because he hunted
no
you down.
No proof. No proof.
Is there any? Do you guys even
he
like talk to each
on
other?
The skin.
Because he's like the scariest person in the history of television.
You know what's funny?
He is.
I think that's what you've seen in the past, and he does get this rep, and he is a little crazy. Every time he gets mad at me, he tattoos himself or scars himself.
Cara, not a little crazy.
Okay, he's crazy. But I don't know where I was going with that. He's crazy.
We went to the reunion after that season, and we were terrified. This guy fought in Iraq. And he was like, yo, what the f-? I was like, Connor, if he comes at us, you have to have my back.
He's the type of guy that, like, if you say something wrong to him, he'll, like, grab a pen and just start, like, putting holes in his own skin or something.
He has his moments. But it is funny because, for the most part, he's actually, like, in Montana, just, like, a quiet artist, generally very calm. And then, you know, of course that's something that would make you angry if you find out, you know, you're on national TV and you're with a whole crowd of people and it's like the guy that, you know, made out with your girlfriend was, I can understand him getting crazy. I mean,
you
whatever.
Know who, you
but...
know who else was quiet in the mountains by himself? Ted Kaczynski. So let's not give him too much credit.
I don't know.
Are you still in Montana?
I'm still in Montana, yeah.
With him?
Well, the thing is,
I imagine Montana Tinder is like four swipes.
There's not, there really is like, since Abram, I have not been with another man at all. I haven't gone on a date. Like, I just haven't found anybody I'm interested in. Abram, I have gone back. I've double dipped because he's no matter what, at the end of the day, and I'll just throw this out there. As soon as we look at each other, like, we will have sex. Like, he is the best I've ever had in my life.
Oh, I bet he brings the dick.
So, I go there, and then I don't think it's healthy emotionally for either one of us, because right now I've made it clear, like, I cannot be in a relationship. I need to be single, and it's not just so I can go out and go whore it up with everybody, because I really haven't found anybody I'm interested in. It's just I want right now to take care of myself, to focus on my career, to do what I want to do, hang out with who I want to hang out with, and not be questioned and not be told anything. Like, I just want to own my life and have everything be about me, as selfish as I want to be. So, and I can't give anything to a relationship right now. So that's where I'm at. So I'm technically single. Hi.
So,
we actually
don't
love...
say that around this guy right here. Do not say that around Kyle.
We want our own dating show.
We
I think that would be really great. We're both single
Put
and ready
an
to mingle.
The
what would that dating mingle? What would that dating show look like?
The Kamara.
Because I feel
show.
Like you guys have had this discussion before.
We have.
I don't know.
What
I'm
would that dating show look like? My dating show, if I had it, it would be just putting guys through all the challenges I want and see who comes out the best.
Just
like putting them through misery and torture and then seeing who comes out
There's
stronger.
Guys that are into that.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, get the applications going. We want to murder you.
Multiple eliminations, but I want girls and guys on my show.
Hosted by Nicole, and Nicole's like, do you want this pussy? Like, no one can understand what she's saying, but
yes.
I could do a better job with the pussy than you.
I think she just always has peanut butter caught in the roof of her mouth.
Probably.
So that's why it comes out the way
she's
it does.
Obsessed with peanut butter.
Her tongue is just numb from all the work she does.
Okay.
On that
so
note.
When you look back at this season and kind of the way it was edited with the kind of the love triangle that wasn't a love triangle because you weren't really involved in it? Like, you were pursued.
Right.
Of course you was involved.
No, here's
without
the deal.
Trying
you,
to be even.
No,
like,
I'll tell you straight up. The first time I walked on the show, as soon as we saw the underdogs, I'm telling you, this was Nicole looking at me like, I couldn't even hold. They told us, production was like, you got to be serious. You got to have your angry game faces on. And she was just like losing her shit when she saw me. And so I was like, is she talking? And then Laurel, I remember, looked at me and she goes, is she looking at me? Like, is she talking to me? And I was like, no, I think she's talking to me. And then Nicole, like, unabashedly was just completely open and honest. Like, she wanted my vagina. And I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, she's a cool girl. She'll grow on you. She's fun. She's nice.
I love Nicole.
I was very honest with her and very upfront. Like, I don't want a relationship and I don't want to hook up with you. But, oh, yeah, if you want to tell me I'm pretty, I will take all the flattery. I will flirt back. I will have fun, but in a completely, like, I am not going to hook up with you kind of way. But I totally flirted back with her.
I currently have the same thing going on Twitter with Shane.
Oh, God.
True. Yeah.
And I never knew that Laurel was into girls, ever. Because we've been
was.
Friends
I don't
forever.
Think she is.
She would
she
ask
wasn't.
Me. I know. And she would ask me about, like, when I was with girls in the past, she would, like, talk to me about that, but not ever. She would, I think she had a slight curiosity, but I never thought she'd actually be in a lesbian relationship. And she never expressed actual interest in Nicole. I didn't know Nicole was, like, playing around with her on the backslide, you know? I didn't know this was going on. I thought I was just, like, you know, the Holly, and that Laurel was the Bridget. Mm.
Yep.
You know, like, I didn't know. And so when Laurel was finally like, you know, I think I might actually be interested in pursuing this, I was like, oh, shit, let me step back and let you guys have at it. Like, go for it. And I actually tried. I was the one that set those two up to chat. and have their little outside conversation about how they were actually feeling with each other when I found out that Laurel actually had an interest. But Nicole wasn't all about it at the time until I left.
Mm-hmm. Nicole just spits game, too. I mean, you see on the show, she's just spitting game at Laurel the entire time, like a guy would. You know what I mean?
She's a player, man. Relentless. You guys should have her in here giving guys some tips because she could turn anybody but me probably lesbian.
No.
That's a challenge, Nicole, if you're listening. That's a challenge.
No, I challenged her there. I was like, I dare you.
If a guy
go down on me and see if I like it. You go down on me for like 45 minutes and I'll hate it.
If a guy behaved the way Nicole did, it would be a whole different story. It'd be like Predator.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I said I don't understand her game because it's just so overt and so aggressive.
And obvious.
And obvious. It's like, that doesn't seem like anything other than, like you said, creepy. So I didn't understand how it worked, but apparently it worked for Laurel.
It worked.
So you weren't part of the lesbian love affair.
I wasn't.
So you kind of were. You were the Kendra.
I was the little angel that spits love.
You also spent a fair amount of time, maybe the way they edited it, naked in the pool with other girls.
That was awesome. Boob tears.
That is fact. Yeah. That's a fact.
What triggers that? Are we just like, let's just get naked?
And why did I miss that?
Yeah.
Why did you miss that? Why weren't you naked with me, man?
I don't know.
Honestly, I think I just went on this season with a different mindset. I've gone through a lot of hard things in my life that has affected the way that I play the game.
Clothes have been hard.
And I feel like taking clothes off makes everything better. Like, I don't know. I was just
feeling... Hard disagree on this side of the table for me.
I was just feeling very confident and free. And it was the first time in a long time. I had a boyfriend for 5 years. It was the second show that I did single, pretty much. And I was just feeling very myself and confident, and I was just okay with whatever I wanted to do. If I wanted to be naked, I told myself I'm going to get naked.
She owns
it. If I want to kiss someone, I'm going to kiss someone, and I don't give a fuck.
I love Camilla.
Yo, we just got a little peek at the Camillinator there, and she's like, and I don't give a fuck.
Oh.
And I think my dick went inside my body. Oh, I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid right now.
I'm going to kill. What's the exact line? I'm going to kill you, I believe.
That, yeah. Oh, to Johnny?
Yeah.
You're going to die.
You're going to die.
So I never threatened anyone. I just said, you're going to die, which is true.
We're all going to die.
Gonna
die.
Gonna die.
So you're going to die.
We always talk about when challengers come on about like kind of how you got started with the show. Were you like a fan growing up? I mean, you two have unique situations too, because Cara was fresh meat and Camilla was in a show that I don't believe ever truly existed because I never saw it.
Yeah.
You just appeared on the challenge one day. I'm like, all right, she seems like Connor actually watched. That's how you know Connor watched
the Spring Break Challenge.
Spring Break Challenge.
Smart casting choice.
Man, that was something crazy because I had never watched MTV in my life. I mean, I grew up in Brazil. I moved to America. Like, I never had even cable, really. And I had never seen the show. And I went on spring break. I actually paid to go on spring break. So I was in college going to play soccer in college. And it was my first semester. And they were like, oh, my friend works for Student City. And he goes, would you like to come on spring break? It's super cheap. I'm like, yes, I'm in. I was a travel bug growing up. And I went and we did these mini challenges. And I just... my competitor side came out hardcore, and Justin Booth, who was the producer of our show back then, he just saw something in me, and he was like, we need this girl. And I just remember a month later, I got an email from them saying, we want to invite you to come on the challenge. And I was like, what does that mean? Like, I didn't even know what it meant. They were like, well, you get paid. And I'm like, do I have to pay for travel? And they go, no, we pay you. I'm like, yes, I'm in. So then I showed up at the airport, and there's just 30 of these fucking lions. And everyone's looking at me like, are you the new PA? Like, are you the new producer, assistant?
We had no idea.
No one knew who I was. I had no idea what I was in for. And, you know, that was the start of, you know, 6 years now, 7 years.
Yeah, no, I remember you were like a little firecracker on that spring break show. You definitely stood out.
She blew us away because she comes in as this tiny little mousy thing, and she wasn't lighting up the Brazilian fire from the moment we met her. And then they her team threw her in every elimination, but she would perform. Like, I remember seeing her do a challenge, and I was like, whoa. Like, she would, I didn't know if it was luck or if she was really that good. And she just performed on the challenges, and her team was like, well, let's just throw her in elimination anyway because we don't know her. And she would perform in eliminations until your final, what did you have?
Laurel. I only lost to Laurel.
By so close. You almost beat Laurel on your first one. I remember that. It was a dice thing. She was on a giant dice block.
No, I mean, I said to you when you came in, I was like, I got to tell you, you're a lot smaller and nice, petite. Sweet girl, you never would guess from watching the shows.
Right.
But so, okay, so you go on your first show. You
Nicole would have said, yo, you're a fucking good-looking bitch. Like, that's how that would have been. See, you got to say, like, you're a nice, petite girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I am very small. I am the smallest next to Jasmine.
She is.
So you come on through that avenue, you're on Fresh Meat. What's the driving factor to continue to do it season after season?
Good
obviously.
Question.
You know, there's money involved, but are there any other factors that really keep you coming back?
I ask myself that every time I say yes. Honestly, I'm addicted to the adrenaline. I'm addicted to the challenges. I'm addicted to, it's almost like as soon as I come out of a challenge, I'm like instantly regretting it. And I'm like, why did I do this? I feel so drained emotionally, physically. And then a couple months pass by and then you watch the show and it's still draining, but then you're like, oh my God, everything's so boring. Everyone's so boring. Like, mm-hmm. I need that again. I need to jump off a building. I need to, like, risk my life, you know?
Yeah.
And to me, that's what keeps me coming back more than anything else. It's like, you only live once. And the shit that we get to do, man, it's really cool, you know? And we're all going to die. If I had to choose a way to die, I would die jumping off a building.
You're going to die.
I would not.
So that's my reasoning.
For me, and brutally honest, like I grew up, you know, while everybody's playing sports, I was into horses my entire life. Mm-hmm. So horses are winter, spring, summer, fall. There's no, you know, seasonal activities with horses. It's year round. So I just rode horses my whole life and finger painted on the weekends, like, you know, made arts and crafts. Like,
that's what Nicole's trying to do too.
Right. So that's all I ever did. I never did sports in my life. So I don't have that athletic nature to me. So it was almost like when I first did the challenge, I had no idea what I was doing, what I was getting into. And then the more that I did, the more I just grew as a competitor, the more I learned about myself, and the more badass you feel when you start racking up kills and eliminations. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff that you would never think you could ever do, and then you find out you can do it, and you do it when everybody else, you know, doubted you. Because I really was. I was like the geekiest kid in my high school ever, and that kind of still is in me, and it sticks with me. So that's what keeps me coming back, is because I want to show people, like, don't change who you are. Like, own who you are. Own the weirdness, mm-hmm. and it will get you places. Because I've owned it. I've become a better version of myself. And, you know, now I'm showing other people, like, you can do whatever the heck you want to.
And you got, like, teased mercilessly. Like, I thought you were gone. Evan and Kenny, maybe them leaving. By the end, you guys, I think, were cool with each other. But they were. Like, Kenny especially. Kenny Maria. He's, like, one of the all-time characters.
But the thing is, everybody comes in the exact same. You come in, you know, you are who you are on the outside, but it's like who you are on the inside kind of determines how people are going to treat you. Mm-hmm. And I went in and I was just confused. Like, I never had roommates. I'm an only child. Like, I just was so socially awkward. I probably brought it on myself. And so now I've learned how to interact with people. I've gotten way more confident. So I've changed throughout the season. So yeah, I got teased and I probably deserved it. And then now nobody's going to tease me anymore. You know?
It's kind of great.
Yeah,
because
you're
to
fucking
see.
Jacked.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And they know
like, to see you in person, you are jacked.
Yeah, she really is.
Oh, Jesus.
But that's the
Jesus Christ.
That's the cool thing, though. Me and Kara started at the same time, and we've been doing this. We were just talking about it the other day. We've been doing this together for almost 7 years now. We've seen each other grow. Like, we did not get along. At the beginning, like, we were just, because we were both going through so many transitions, mm-hmm. you know, and we did it on national television, which is not easy, but at the same time, it's a great opportunity to show people, like you said, own who you are, and it's okay, we all go through it, you know, and we're all gonna make mistakes, and it's almost like, to me, I feel like it's my responsibility now that I've done so many of these to come on and show people, like, it's okay, like, all of you that are similar to me or, you know, can relate to me or my story, here, it's okay. You can pull through. You can get through it, you know, and you can come out winning.
And the thing with Camilla, too, that I want to say is we both came in about the same time. Nobody ever bullied or picked on Camilla, and she's littler than I am. So that's what I've
learned. She looks crazier than you.
Well, the thing is like, what I'm trying to learn from Camilla is she's really like, she's popular. Like, she's social. Like, she's really good with, like, making.
Not
she's
so
just
much
natural.
Growing up, I didn't even speak English, so it was impossible to be popular when you can't even speak to people.
Sometimes when you're drunk and yelling, you're not either.
No, but I see what you're saying.
You have, like, a natural social way about you. So for me, getting picked on and bullied, like, I was just an idiot. And I had, you know, I had no clue how to be social. So I'm still really awkward, but I'm learning my way and getting to be cooler with people now. So, yeah.
I mean,
long story short,
I think too, like, you guys are going through a unique experience that very few people in this world have gone through, and you've gone through it now together a bunch of times. So was it comforting when you saw some familiar faces this season as opposed to some of these challengers who you had never met before?
It is, because when you first start doing the shows, like, you don't know anybody. There's already the alliances. And so now that we've been around for a long time, you've actually developed. It's so important. The more you keep doing, the more you actually, you know how people play. You know where people side. You have a better idea of things rather than when you show up fresh face and you have no idea what to expect.
Yeah, it was definitely cool to see some people. Like, even Laurel coming back, it was, like, cool, I'm sure, for Kara and for myself. You know, just having those familiar faces definitely felt good. It sucked that we had to go against each other, but it was still good and made it more fun.
Speaking of which, knowing how each other play, how did you let Bananas get another turn there? We're at home, like, how? And even you said in the thing, you're like, how did he do this? Like, you had your chance.
I don't know. I told Zach. Zach was my partner, and I'm like, Zach, let's go again. I'll give you that. Like, let's go. Let's do it. I'll try my best. Like, you know, I felt it one time. Like, I couldn't believe that they let him go again. I could not believe it. I was like, you guys just decided your fate in this game because he's going to win.
I just put myself in elimination right there. That's what I did.
Yeah.
It had to be kind of nice, too, to see him. Like, you guys probably like Johnny, but, like, he's probably feeling himself. He's been winning. He rips. We have to get into the Sarah thing, too, because he ripped her heart out. I mean, I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah.
But just seeing, like, Darrell come in and just basically just take him to the cleaners, it was kind of nice to see.
I'll be honest. I'm going to give Bananas a little bit here. Like, I watched this whole thing live, and like I said, there was 10 rounds. You only saw three. Like, they both went so hard. Johnny pulled every technique in the book out, and Darrell just managed to get one in on him. Like, literally, when they show it in slow motion, Johnny had the ball in the
bucket a few times
before he got thrown out. Like, yeah. It's so cool to see such two evenly matched players in physical, like, in their body, their height, the way that they play, to go at it like that. It was a hell of a match. I wish you got to see all 10 rounds.
I know. I wish they showed more of that. But I think what gave Darrell the win, obviously he's a beast, but
yeah,
he's had 10 years to rest. These shows, doing two of these a year, will take a big toll on your body, on your mind, on everything. And I think, Bananas has been doing these consecutively and winning consecutively. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To make it to the end and then have to go through a final is way more draining than anybody can understand. Mm-hmm. It's very different than being there for 2 weeks and leaving, or 3 weeks. Making all the way to the end and then going through a final twice a year is a lot on your body. And I definitely think that gave Darrell an advantage, for sure.
I would put Darrell as, like, the all-time ultimate challenge competitor over anybody that has ever been on the show.
He's beast,
ever.
Man.
He is unstoppable.
Yeah.
We were thrilled he came back because I feel like some of the people who got into it recently don't know Darrell, but now they're like, oh shit, this guy fucking brings it.
I don't think anybody can beat him.
Ever.
I literally don't think. I don't.
I mean, maybe.
On a physical.
Maybe if there was somebody like super heavy and it was a tug, and it was actually like a body mass and your weight had an effect. But other than that, like, Darrell has got endurance like you wouldn't believe.
And the fire.
And now he has dad strength, too. Dad strength is a whole other thing.
He is on another level.
Now, Cara Maria, one of our old co-hosts, Big Cat, said you had the Bananas key. From one time, you and Bananas had, like, maybe a little rendezvous, and you basically, Bananas will never vote you in since then. Do you think that's true?
Are you talking to Cara or Camilla?
Yeah.
Cara? I'm looking right at Camilla. Yeah.
It's okay. We get that.
I never did laundry with Johnny.
I did, unfortunately. One of the low moments of my life. Nah. So say that again.
We always thought you knew you kind of had the bananas key. Like, if it comes down to me and someone else, he's not voting me in.
No, that's never the case with bananas. You don't know what's going to do, what he's going to do. He's actually voted me in before. On Rivals 2, he's the reason. He was the deciding vote for me and Jemmy to go in, you know? And, I mean, we still came out strong, but you don't know how these games are going to play. And at one point, you kind of – you just know to begin with you have – you know, loyal people to you, but towards the end of the game, it's cutthroat, man, and everyone understands it. I mean, this is our livelihood. This is money, you know what I mean? So we're going to fight. We're going to do whatever we got to do to win, and it gets to a point where you just can't save. You got to save yourself before you save anyone else, and that's understood.
Speaking of that, where do you guys sit on the Banana Sarah situation?
I blame production. I think that was a rude thing that they did.
I honestly. Smart.
Would you have done it to your partner if, say, you had the history that Bananas and Sarah did? Like, be honest. I mean, we've said we would have done it. Right?
I would have taken that money.
I probably would have done it to anybody because that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of
that's
money.
That's two whole challenges, and that's a horrible thing, and I would feel real bad. That's a lot of money.
That's two wins. Not even two challenges. That's two wins.
Yes.
Two challenge wins.
That is a lot of money.
I probably would have taken it and then been like, here, I'll donate $10,000 to
you. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, because one of the things I always kind of poke fun at some of these newer kids, they ask, like, oh, what are you going to do with this money? And they say these outlandish things when you consider the amount of money. It's like, you can't do that with that amount of money.
No.
But when you consider the amount of money that Bananas won, that is a life-changing amount of money.
It is.
It's very
He's
significant.
Won the most.
So you can't really scoff at him for being an intelligent individual.
I don't. And then also adding the fact that Sarah did,
the
you
history,
know, betray
yeah.
him in the past, which she clearly did, mm-hmm. very obviously. And she was really proud of herself for doing it as
but
well.
That was a smart move for her at the time,
exactly.
though.
Exactly. And I mean, so was for Bananas. Right. You know what I mean?
If she let Johnny make it to a final, and Johnny, the thing is, though, is I'm still saying what Johnny did to her is different than what she did to him, because what she did to him was vote him into elimination. Like, Johnny sent me in when I had a broken hand. You know what I mean? Like, she sent him into elimination. It's his fault that he didn't beat Leroy. It's yeah. their fault. They could have come back. They could have made it to the final, and then they would have beaten Sarah. So Sarah did the best option for her, and that is not the same as just saying, we're going to work together the entire time, and now I'm just going to take all your money. It's two totally different things. I understand why he did what he did, because that's a lot of money, and I'd take it too. But trying to say that it's the same thing that Sarah did to him is not, because he did not win the elimination.
But
that's
it just
his
made
fault.
It made it easier. You know what I'm being that situation, having someone... You know, because putting someone in elimination, it is, at the end of the day, the worst thing you can do. I mean, you
but
are pretty much
you
almost
But at least you have a way to come back. You can come back from an elimination. It's not like I'm
right.
sending you off the show and you have no way of winning. Now it's in your hands whether you win or lose. It was in his hands whether he won or lost that particular challenge. He didn't win the challenge and he didn't win the elimination. It's not Sarah's fault.
I feel like Johnny might be dead right now if he had done that to Camilla. After the thing. You go through that entire final, too. Like, think of a final. And then at the end, it's like, oh, you're not getting any money. I'm taking,
I don't think he would have done that to Camilla.
He would not. He actually told me he would have never done it to me. I'm like, Banana, shut the fuck up. You would have done it to me, to anyone else. To your mom, you would have done it, bro.
And he said as much on the podcast. He's like, I do it to anyone. I'll do it again. Like,
exactly.
I'll do it. Like, he... And God, that's why he keeps winning.
If I'm rivals partners with Johnny.
And that's the thing, too. They knew, apparently, about that, which to me changed the game. I guess before the final, they knew that was going to happen. So that kind of changes it up a little.
So we are old school wrestling fans.
Me too.
You had a tweet this year.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier this year. Asking, like, why are all the WWE women, like, have to dress like hookers now? And wrestling...
People went nuts.
Twitter fucking erupted.
You know what it came from? Is I was watching, like, the newer... Because I'm used to, like, I like the old school
but
stuff.
But one of the people you said, you were like Lita, who had her thong out
no,
all the
I
time.
Know.
So I was like,
I know.
I was like, that's a tough hill
that.
To die on.
I forgot about that. No, it was just because I was watching, I don't know what two girls it was, but they were in the arena, like, literally doing, like, the butt wiggle and rolling around and posing and flipping their hair in, like, basically nothing. And I was like, give me something different. Like, I want somebody to come out in something cool. And then I did get a better look at the newer girls, I guess, because I'm stuck in the attitude era of, like, the older guys and Undertaker and stuff like that.
Cara Maria dropping wrestling knowledge on his attitude era. I love it.
Awesome. That's what I grew up in. Like, that's, like, people are saying OGs, like, Road Rules. Yeah. You know, I'm stuck in the attitude era. So I finally got a better look at the newer girls. And there's some really, you know, creative stuff. I guess I was just looking for some. It wasn't meant to be like a dig. It was really just like, give me something cool and different.
Because it was right as we were getting ready for this season to start on our end doing this. Yeah. And I think it was the day we were coming in to do Evan and Kenny. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, did you see Cara Maria get dragged by wrestling Twitter?
Yeah, it was rough.
Erupted.
I will say this, knowing her. Cara Maria is the queen of saying things in the worst way possible. She has the ability to turn any sentence into like the most mean and offensive sentence without trying to.
I didn't mean it.
Right.
So let's talk about that. Like, so you guys have been doing challenges for a little while now. What is it like doing these challenges now with social media around, with Twitter? And with Instagram and getting into these beefs on Twitter.
Wait, can I tell you about that WWE thing real quick?
Yeah, please do.
Like a little side motive. I was kind of hoping I would blow up a lot of people and make them really mad because in my weird way of thinking, I was like, I want them to hate me because I want to be on WWE and be like a hated wrestler. Like, you know how people go through their phases? Like Hulk Hogan, he was the good guy and then everybody hated him.
Yeah.
And then he was a good guy again. And it's like, I wanted to go in as the one that everybody hated. I want to be like Plan C on WWE.
What I find very interesting is that some of the responses that people had involved some private pictures of yours.
Yeah.
And then Paige was the WWE superstar who responded, like, criticizing you, and that fired up wrestling Twitter.
Yeah.
And then she just had the same thing happen to her like 2 weeks ago. And
really?
Then wrestling Twitter turned on her. Yeah,
really?
A bunch of videos and stuff.
Well, that's not fair because I don't even really want to talk about that, but it's unfair that something that was done to me, this would be like if you had baseball cards in your house that you kept in a locked safe and someone broke into your house, broke into your safe, took the cards, brought them to a thrift store and started, you know, pawning them off all over the place. Is it your fault because you put them in a locked box in your house? It's your fault because you had the baseball cards in the first place. You shouldn't have had those baseball cards because they were worth money and you knew that. So why did you have them in your house, even if they were locked up? Like, I think people, you know, victimize, that's like blatant victimizing. And for someone to take something that was stolen from you that you can never take back and blame you for it is the most fucked up thing anybody can ever do to an individual. Like, I'm someone's daughter.
Yeah,
okay?
we don't support
this
it at all.
This is fucked up. And
yeah,
just,
we don't support it.
But people, and you could say anything. You could say anything from like, oh, I don't like hot dogs today, or I don't like hamburgers today. And someone's going to blow up and be like, oh, remember this picture? F you and your lack of hot dog liking. Whatever it is, like, people will find that stuff and bring it back. Like, this is something that will never go away and has affected me on such a deep level. I've gone to therapy over it. Like, this is something, like, these pictures were taken when I was, like, 19 years old on, like, a digital camera.
Where you had to, like, plug it into a computer. It was real effort.
These were stolen from me. And the fact that people want to bring that up is, like, just the worst thing a human can do. Like, that's
Hey, the
trash.
Best thing you can do is be the new Kim Kardashian, man. Look what she did with that.
So to all our listeners, I don't think our listeners do that, but stop posting that shit, you fucking creep. Stop doing
that. Yeah, no, I don't think ours do at all. But it's just amazing, like, and, you know, to what Connor said, you guys have become kind of public figures, and with that comes benefits, and then also, like, scumbags who go out there, and no matter what you put, whether it's...
People don't see you as a human.
Yeah.
They see you as like, oh, well, you're famous. You asked for this.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I'm a person. I'm a human.
Like, it takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of self. I think, like, for me, what's helped me is really focusing on myself, which is why I think it's great that you're doing that to yourself. Like, you know, trying to focus on yourself, your career, because that is the only thing that you can do and be so confident in yourself that no matter what anybody says, it's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Hey, here's my little dance to you.
Yeah,
that was a great dance. That was a great dance.
I love the Camilla dance.
She's giving the finger.
That is my dance to everybody.
That's it. That's what you got to do. And it's like, got to go in an ear, out the other.
At the end of the day, sorry, like, you're responsible for your own actions. Like, I don't care how rich you are, if you have a wallet, you don't deserve to be robbed. The right. robber is at fault. If you're walking outside, I don't care if you're wearing a parka or a miniskirt, you don't deserve to be raped. Mm-hmm. It's the raper's fault. It's the robber's fault.
Exactly.
It's like, you're in charge of your own shit, so don't be an asshole.
So in terms of, like, the way people do talk to you guys online, is it, for the most part, like, supportive? Is it people who just have, like, shitty jokes? I know we talked before we started recording. I had a tweet where I made a joke about you this year because you had said, like, is it, like, literally what the fuck is going on? Whatever you say every season. And I was like, fun challenge fact. Camilla spends half every season half wondering literally what the fuck. Yeah.
I love that because it's real. It's.
But I wonder, like, how many of those, like, I think that was a funny joke. You enjoyed it. MTV enjoyed it. They retweeted it. But how often do you just get someone who's just like, well, fuck you, you bitch. You know, who just like people who just don't know how to like.
To be honest, never. I have maybe out of thousands of tweets, maybe 10. Like,
same.
I can count in one hand.
And then we block them.
And then they're blocked. And then it's like, bye. See ya.
It's always interesting when we talk, you know, we kind of ask everyone that stuff about like, how do people. You know, react to you guys.
Yeah.
I've learned throughout the ages that the way that people look at you and respond to you and interpret different things and decide to go after you, it reflects more on themselves than you and your own actions.
Yep.
Because I personally am happy in my own life, and I would not be like, oh, Kim Kardashian, I'm going to go on her Instagram and call her a hoe, because that just would reflect badly on myself. Like, I'm confident and happy enough in myself that I don't do those things. So if you're going to write horrible, mean things about me,
you're
I feel
blocked.
Bad for you. Yeah. Bye.
No, so I was going to say, do the producers give you guys any sort of instructions when you're watching the shows back in terms of how you guys react on social media?
No, I wish it was more calculated. I wish it was more structured or scripted. I wish I could say, you know, that crazy scene, that was all scripted, you guys. Yeah. Like, no, unfortunately, we get zero help on that sense. We got to deal with everything on our own.
So we've been talking about this with kind of everyone we had. Were you guys happy when you saw CT was going to be there? I mean, he hasn't been gone for that long, but like just getting him back in the house, he's definitely changed. He's had a kid. I have a kid, so like I know how much things have changed since then. Was it just great seeing him?
I love Chris.
Like, hashtag dad bod.
Hashtag dad. Like when he did the thing the other day when Hunter was ranting and he just like, who could beat me? And he's like, me back here. Like just having him in the house, even though he's not the old CT eating people's faces, it's just great to see.
Yeah.
Right, like I imagine
it
helps break up like the monotony in the house where everyone always complains about how boring it is, you don't get magazines. Like just having CT, I feel like kind of loosens the house up.
It's
is
a
that
general
right?
consensus, everybody loves Chris.
Yeah, 100%. Just having the champs there, man, especially as a team, the way we were, we made that house so much more fun. Mm-hmm. Just in general, just being there. I don't know if it's because we were super comfortable because we've done so many of these, but having Chris there, having Darrell, having that dynamic, having Bananas, you know, even Bananas and CT in the past have had so much beef, and this time it was like more of a friendly thing, like let's just get through this, you know, and let's have fun.
What did you guys think of the first three episodes though? I found those like unbearable.
I got so many horrible text messages from my friends. Like, what is happening? Did I just waste an hour of my life?
No.
I'm like, yes, you did.
We don't like a lot of the Are You the One people. I don't watch Are You the One because like I'm 32 and I can't dive into a new one of these shows. Like, that would just be really sad. Like, my wife wouldn't allow it. But, yeah, no, I think, you know, we were looking for – I don't think they did enough with you guys, to be honest, this year, because we felt like there was a lot of like, oh, we get our 3 seconds of CT – but we want to see fired up CT.
Right.
We did get to see you do your thing of being insane after a night out.
It was a different
Camille. It was a different one.
Can I just talk about that for 1 second? The scene where they have me screaming in the camera, it wasn't just out of nowhere. That girl hit me on Rivals 2. She actually hit me twice and did not get kicked out. And I got kicked out when I didn't even touch anybody, when I almost got hit by a guy. All right.
Well, we have a stat that you have been kicked off the show the most times without – you've left the show the most times
without
being eliminated.
And then on this season, she hit me again, and they did not show that footage, and they did not kick her out. And that's why I was screaming in the camera. It was like, you guys, I'm not giving you anything. You guys got it. I want to see the producer. Like, I was yelling at them, like, what is happening? You guys kicked me out last season.
like, she needs to be kicked out. She just hit me, and there was all these witnesses. So that's what, why I was screaming in the camera like that. But other than that, I feel like this time the Camila Nader came out in a good way.
Oh, we enjoyed it.
I think she was more fun, and she was more of, like, she was more relaxed.
How often is it a strategy? Because we were talking about this last night. When you look at, you know, last night's episode, Shane doesn't really stand a great chance there physically. But the last thing we saw was Corey hit Nelson. So how, like, we don't know where that goes. Is that shove enough to get him kicked off? Did Shane just talk his way into a final? That's kind of where we left it hanging.
Yeah.
Have you ever been like, I'm going to get this person to hit me, and they're going to go home on purpose?
I've never done it on purpose. I've never hit anybody. I've never hit anybody in my life, to be honest. And I would never hit. I will get in your face. I will say what I have to say. But I've never physically touched anybody in my life, outside or on the show. So it's an unfair part of the show because they kind of decide the rules as they go along. And if they think it's okay, it's going to make great TV to kick you out, they're going to kick you out. And if they think they need you here for storyline, then they're going to keep you here, even though you just punched someone in the face. So you just never know what's going to happen. It's a very unfair part of the show.
It's case by case, but the rules are, like, if you put your hands on someone, you're out. And I've seen that enacted, and I've seen it, like, slipped under the rug. Like, oh, just don't do it again. So a little slap on the wrist. For me, I get mad when people hold people back. I get so angry. I'm like, let them go. Because number one, they're probably not going to do it. Like, really?
Yeah.
Half the time, they're not going to do it. They just want to look like they're being held back and they're really tough while they're barking. And then the other half, go ahead and hit them. Go home. Make my life easier. Save me an elimination. Mm-hmm. So don't hold people back.
And also, it makes you look crazier when people are holding you back.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
Sometimes I'm like, I'm just trying to say something to this person. And yes, I'm being impulsive and being, you know, in the heat of the moment. But I'm just trying to say what I want to say. And everyone's like pulling you back. And now you're screaming at them to let you go. And now you're looking like insane.
They're just trying to keep you from
God
the furniture.
God damn it. It's never my fault. It's it's always
just
their
the
fault.
Chairs.
It's always Banana's fault.
We were just happy no one quit this season. Because it was last season. Someone from Mario.
No, that one guy quit.
That one guy.
Theo?
Whoever. Oh, I didn't.
Remember, he wouldn't jump off the cliff. And then TJ.
But he at least went to it. It wasn't like, oh, my girlfriend's back at home. I quit. You know, I feel like the last few seasons we've had that.
And then because of that, we brought in, you know, the worst person ever on Challenge History. So
who?
Who?
Oh.
To replace, like, Brianna. Freckled face.
Yeah, we don't. It's Camila said, I will not say her name. We'll call her Freckle Tits.
Freckle Tits.
The one who will not be talked about.
Oh, Freckle Tits.
Freckle Tits.
I've been calling her that since she showed up the first time, you know, whenever that was, a few years ago.
Oh, my God.
And that's not mean. That's just stating the obvious.
That's just a description.
There's a lot of Amanda's, Ashley's. It all gets together. It all blends together.
Freckle Tits is a lot easier to remember.
Everyone knows who I'm talking about. Shane started tweeting using it.
Yeah.
Hashtag Freckle Tits.
Yeah, you and Shane have a magical relationship. It's a beautiful thing.
We do.
Hey, I will tell you this. Shane is a lot stronger than he seems, and he's got that fire in him. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw it from day one, and I was like, this guy, people think he just because he's gay or because he's not super buffed up, he's going to – no. And he's a smart player.
And he seems like a great kisser. But that's just from a straight married guy, just speculating.
Really? You should try it.
Maybe.
You should try it sometime.
Maybe.
Hey, yo.
We had Shane on. I've been tweeting with Shane. Every year I pick someone to be, like, obsessed with. So it's been Nicole the past few seasons because I grew up in the Bronx. So it's an old, like, old Spanish girl thing. But with her not there, it was like four episodes in. And I was like, we got on. I was like, guys, I think I'm gay. I think I'm gay for Shane now. So then when we had him on, we got on. And the first thing he said was, all right, introduce yourselves. And I was like, I'm JJ. He's like, oh, you're my boyfriend. He's DM'd me like, I can't wait to have a threesome with you and your wife.
Oh, my God.
I'm just like, all right, Shane, we'll see you on Skype.
If that happens, I want to know how it goes, please.
What is it about Shane that first caught your eye?
Everything he does makes me giggle. He's just the funniest. Like, he cracks me up.
The dancing in the room with the gals, Shane and the gals.
Shane and the gals. That's where that started because he aligned himself with all the young girls, and they're dancing around, and it was just like him and the pink ladies.
Cara Maria isn't a big Shane fan.
Really?
No, I never really had anything against him. I just see that he just really likes to start drama. I remember, like, when I was getting ready for my elimination, he came in, like, all red-faced, like, ugh, you're gonna, how do you feel about breaking Nicole's heart and screwing over your best friend? And he just, like, came in, like, losing his brain and eyes bugging out of his head, and I'm like, what is wrong? Like, take a Xanax,
I guy. Think that's him just playing, like, that's the, his yeah. last, that's his last card, because he knows, you know, he's going up, and physically, I'm sure he's strong, but he's like, I gotta start screwing with everyone. And, you know, he's the oldest underdog. You know, yeah. It's been years, but he still has that old school, like, yeah. I've seen the mental part of this game.
I forget he's not on the champs sometimes because he just feels like he should be with the champs just by age, you know?
And imagine being him. It must suck because you feel like you should be on the other side.
That's how you end up being Shane and the gals.
Instead of hanging out with, you know, you guys and CT and Bananas, he's hanging out with Nelson. Like, that's his life. He's probably fucking put a bullet
in my hanging out with the girls, literally.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
All the time.
Freckle tits and fucking crazy Ashley.
Maybe that's just guilty by association. Because I honestly, when I first started coming to that, when I first was in the house, he went through the whole list of, like, Hollywood guys who are gay. Like, he had, like, so much good dirt. Like, I was totally into it. And then I think he kind of, like, I don't know, he flipped a switch on me at some point. And I'm like, okay, I don't know.
That's how it goes. Shaney's,
Shady
he
Shane.
Might burn you if you get too close, JJ. So keep that in mind, all right?
Careful.
So thanks again to you ladies for coming in. Anything you guys want to plug or announce or, you know, hit the social medias up, stuff like that?
Yeah, come check out my new website. It's CamillaNow.com. We offer customized fitness programs, customized nutrition programs. It's really cool. It's the program that I did. It's a 30-day challenge. You know, I did it after my dad passed away. I gained a lot of weight, and so, like, that's what helped me get back in shape for the challenges. So, yeah, CamillaNow.com. And I'm on all social medias at CamillaMTV.
There you go. Easy enough.
Yeah, and I'm on Instagram at Miss Cara Maria. And other than that, I don't really have anything fun or exciting.
You crushing the gym? What's going on with Cousin right now? I have to ask about Cousin, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You guys say I would be doing everyone a disservice. You guys say Cousin and are just, like, too close. We need to say Cousin less. And also, were you disappointed in he did a season without you when he came in? And I feel like he didn't come in with, like, a champion swagger. He came into that, like, not ready to be like, I'm the top dog here.
I don't have cable, so I actually I haven't seen any of that season.
So he hooked up with Ashley like the first episode.
Yeah,
in
first night.
And I'm glad I didn't see that because that's just creepy thinking about your cousin doing that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
And was it rock, paper, scissors or not? Be honest.
I swear on my horse's life.
Whoa, horses.
On
that's
my
serious.
Horse's
horse
life.
Horse game. Don't,
that nothing other outside of underneath the clothing happened. It was like high school makeout session, like over the clothes feeling.
The bananas,
like,
cam.
The banana.
And it's bananas,
though.
I
swear to God, because I remember, like, just to clear this up, I remember we were, like, there was this whole big thing from, like, the very beginning. Everybody was doing rock, paper, scissors, I swear to God. And he, like, and so when we saw Johnny filming, we're like, oh, haha, quick, rock, paper, scissors. Like, we saw him filming, and I turned around, and we did the rock, we were laughing, rock, paper, scissors. And that's what they caught. And I remember telling, he came out of an interview, and I was like, well, did you say what happened on the bus? And he's like, yeah. He goes, but they said, show me what rock, paper, scissors looks like. And he said, and then and I was like, oh, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. So, and we were that dumb and that naive that's what we thought. But I did make out with him. I absolutely kissed him, and I shouldn't have because I had a boyfriend, and I shouldn't have done that. But I was going through my own shit. No excuses. Shouldn't have done that, but that's all. I have not done anything else with anybody else.
Best two out of three rock, paper, scissors, me and you right now. Ready?
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Ugh.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Damn it!
Paper.
I kept the rock.
That was awful radio. They're like, what the hell are these idiots doing right now?
I lost.
But thanks again for coming in and visiting us. We obviously have the rest of the season to check out here. Camilla's still alive. We'll be rooting for her because we've been team champs since day one.
Rooting for Camilla because this is a big setup here. This means Camilla has to go against Laurel.
Yeah. The
this
Terminator. Camillinator versus the Terminator.
The smallest, the littlest versus
literally.
The biggest.
You better
yes.
hope it's a limbo
epic.
Contest.
I hope Camilla pulls this one out.
All right.
I'm rooting
thanks,
for you,
guys.
Do it. Do the impossible,
thanks
Camilla.
Thanks for having us. Camilla. You guys are awesome.
No, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it. Hopefully do it again one time at a later time. And as always, don't quit on us. We won't quit on you.
Yeah. Woo. Thank you.